Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Yisrael Shomrei Moon in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for the 12th installment of Halachos of Mezuzah. I just want to follow up on something we were discussing last time, which has to do with leaving mezuzahs behind for a Jew. We had said that it would be inappropriate to leave mezuzahs behind for a non-Jew. It's considered inappropriate to give a mezuzah to a non-Jew as a gift. Again, a mezuzah speaks of, first of all, it's words of Torah. It's words of Torah that needed to be treated with sanctity. The nature of a mezuzah is it speaks to the special bond between God and Israel. It's not considered appropriate to give to a non-Jew. So here's the question. Is there any allowance in halacha out of concern of offending one's neighbor, one's coworker, things of that sort? This is a common shaila. And we do see reason for allowance in halacha. There's a terminology in halacha in Mishnayos, mishum eva, for the sake of not arousing enmity and things of that sort. So what about this case? Let's say a non-Jew says, you know, I see the mezuzahs on your doorpost. It's so beautiful and inspiring. I would really like one myself. Is it prohibited to give? Is it not prohibited to give? So it's discussed in poskim. I saw a very interesting distinction. We know in halacha that there's a difference between actively doing something and passively refraining from doing something. That it's what's called shev v'altasa, sitting and refraining from doing. It's one thing to actively do something inappropriate. Many times we're commanded to not do something passively inappropriate either, but sometimes there's a little more room for leniency. So I did see if a person feels that it's going to be offensive to a non-Jew, if it's an act of actively giving a mezuzah, that really seems to be prohibited. Let's say it's not actively giving a mezuzah. Let's say it's just moving on and leaving the mezuzahs behind. Normally, we certainly would not do it. But if there was a specific request and there's concern that it'll arouse enmity if one doesn't do it, then it seems that there's room for leniency to leave the mezuzahs and not take them with. Presumably, it would be absolutely appropriate in such a circumstance to explain to the non-Jew that there are laws of sanctity and proper treatment of the mezuzahs to be careful to not throw it in the garbage and things of that sort, heaven forbid. And if they have any questions, they should contact you or someone else in the area, etc. Just in a general question, is there any difference in the obligation for mezuzah between men and women? It does not seem to be. This is not a time-oriented mitzvah. We have a constant mitzvah to have mezuzahs on our doorposts. It would seem that women are just as obligated. There is an interesting distinction having to do with the writing of a mezuzah. The nature of the writing of a mezuzah is related to the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah. As we know, Sefer Torah is not kosher if written by a woman. That has to do with the nature of the obligation of writing a Sefer Torah, that it's for men and not for women. So a mezuzah also would only be kosher if written by a man. So it's interesting if the mitzvos of writing the mezuzah and putting the mezuzah up are related, is it possible that women don't have the same level of obligation of posting the mezuzah as a man does? In other words, if a woman doesn't have the mitzvah of writing the mezuzah, maybe she doesn't have the same level of mitzvah of posting the mezuzah. An interesting question. The bottom line, women do have an obligation of posting a mezuzah. Women would post the mezuzah with a bracha. What I did see, an interesting distinction, is there are authorities who say that if there's a man and a woman in a home together, it might make a drop bit more sense for the man to be the one to post the mezuzah, at least make the bracha, etc. But again, certainly if that was difficult for whatever reason, and certainly if there were no men living in the residence, certainly a woman would have the obligation, the mitzvah, to put up the mezuzah. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.